In September 2012, residents at the East Neck Nursing Center in Babylon hired a male stripper. The nursing center gave the residents cash from their personal commissary accounts to then be given to the stripper. A lawyer for East Neck Nursing Center says the event was entirely consensual, but the family for one resident, Bernice Youngblood, was horrified at finding a photograph of Youngblood appearing to tuck money into the dancer's underwear. John Ray is the lawyer representing the family. He says Bernice Youngblood suffers from dementia and was unable to consent to the sexual contact.
It's criminal. There's a criminal law called Chaffee's Law in New York State that was passed to prevent exactly this kind of abuse of elder people.
Chaffee's Law criminalizes sexual contact with an elderly person deemed unable to consent. Ray says his clients are suing for several million dollars for damages to Youngblood's dignity. He also says the Attorney General's Elder Abuse Bureau has contacted him regarding an investigation. A source confirms this. Lawyers for the nursing home say the lawsuit is frivolous and that Youngblood was taken to the event by a former family friend. Charles Lane, WSHU News.